I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The Austrian capital, Vienna, is one of the great musical cities of the world. It was once home to Beethoven and Schubert, Mozart and Brahms, and now the Vienna Vegetable Orchestra. The World's Alex Galifant has their story.
To be honest, I didn't really know what to expect. A vegetable orchestra from Austria. Okay, sounds different.
It happens sometimes that people come to see a funny show and they expect Mozart on vegetables.
This is Tamara Wilhelm, a member of the orchestra.
But that's not really what they get. What they get is the results of a lot of experiments and a search for new sounds in this whole sound universe of vegetables.
Wilhelm and her 10 colleagues are backstage at a theater in Schenectady, New York. It's a few hours before their debut performance in the United States, and they're building their instruments. They do this before every show. Drill carrots into recorders. Carve clarinets out of squashes. Slice grooves into eggplants to make percussion. This is their version of a saxophone, the cucumber phone. It's a hollowed-out cucumber with a red bell pepper at one end and a reed made from a carrot at the top. Tamara Wilhelm told me that in the beginning they concentrated on replicating the sounds of regular instruments, but they moved on. Now it's about a group of sonic explorers discovering the innate musical potential of each vegetable.
We have people who are musicians, we have people who are multimedia artists, we have people who are fine artists, and all these different concepts, they come together in this project Vegetable Orchestra.
Jürgen Belakovich, his biography reads, is the co-founder of a music and literature performance project. Many of his colleagues in the Vienna Vegetable Orchestra are members of something called the Institute for Transacoustic Research. They all dress in black.
Literature, you have visual.
As we talk, all I can think of is Mike Myers on Saturday Night Live and his parody of a pretentious German TV show, Sprockets.
Now's the time our Sprockets, then we dance.
Is that what the Vienna Vegetable Orchestra is? I ask Belakovich and Wilhelm. Overly serious Austrian performance art?
It is full of aesthetical ideas that have to do a lot with fine art and whatever, so that's the interesting thing. And the
are you launching a revolution? Is this the first stage?
It's possible. So our instruments are now shown in school books. And you never know what happened.
But guess what? The music is kind of brilliant. This track comes from the Vegetable Orchestra's latest CD, Onion Noise. It features, among other things, a pumpkin bass drum, a carrot overblow flute, and a leek zucchini vibrator. Like much of the orchestra's output, it's a veggie version of the kind of music you'd normally make using a computer. To be fair, Jürgen Belakovich and the orchestra agree that playing vegetables is odd. Humorous even. Only that's not all it is.
The thing is, a lot of times people hear Vegetable Orchestra and they think, oh yeah, so funny, so cabaret or whatever. We're not a cabaret. We are doing, I don't know, quite serious music. We see ourselves in a tradition of experimental music, of just using everyday sounds, but we don't want to be seen as comedians.
Fair enough. I asked another orchestra member, Ulrich Treuer, if they had a rider, a list of what each venue must provide in advance. He said yes. Firstly, a technical rider, what microphones they need, for instance.
And a vegetable rider. And on this vegetable rider, we have photos and measurement units, how big the carrot should be, how big the eggplant should be, and so on.
They ask for spares, too, in case the vegetables break apart during a show.
Backup vegetables.
Thank you. On this tune, Brazil, the lineup includes Bean Shaker, Calabash Bass, and Carrot Xylophone. There's one other thing. The orchestra makes something else besides their instruments. Soup.
The last piece is serving this soup to the audience, more or less, from the stage. So this is our last piece, and this is also part of this whole performance.
Any kind of soup?
It's always vegetable soup.
Of course. It's made with the leftovers. And it goes down big with the crowd in Schenectady. So does the music.
I remember a group, Stomp, that used to use pans and, you know, garbage cans and play like that.
Here's a local, Julie Tammer.
I especially like the eggplant, you know, flapping, slicing it the way that you did. And that was great. I can't wait to go home and try it with all the kids.
The Vienna Vegetable Orchestra says its central objective is the continued exploration and refinement of performable vegetable music. That may be entirely true, but they're also just playing with their food. It's fun. For The World, I'm Alex Galifant, Schenectady, New York.